Now, it's only here once. Your phone rings, your IM pings, and you get an email, or modern life interrupts you in some other way. It happens to all of us. In fact, it happens too often. Instead of living in the now, we're mentally all over the map. Today's lifestyles keep us from enjoying the present for very long. When are you not present? Are you thinking, planning, or worrying about the future? Or are you replaying or stuck on something from the past? In either case, you're letting the present slip by without fully enjoying it. And it's a unique moment that will never happen again. The price you pay. Not living in the present has consequences. Your daily life can feel fractured, jumbled, and disorganized. You may lose some of your ability to focus and complete tasks. In fact, have you ever lost your train of thought in the middle of your own sentence because your mind was wandering? It's happened to most people, and it's a perfect example of the distraction that keeps you from being mindful. What is mindfulness? Well, mindfulness can sound complicated, but it's not. It's just paying full attention to whatever you're doing right now. It's about living in the present. It may sound simple, but it can take effort and practice. The benefits of living in the now? Mindfulness has many benefits, including experiencing more of your life by increasing your awareness, feeling less anxious, acting less impulsively, loosening up, and having more fun, enjoying better relationships. Mindfulness is worth the effort. Harvard psychologist Ellen Langer says, everyone agrees it's important to live in the present, but the problem is how? Here are some suggestions for learning to live more mindfully. Number one, know the basics of mindfulness. Mindfulness is about focusing your attention purposely. It's about increasing your awareness and senses and experience of a particular moment. Keep it simple. You don't need to be mindful all day. In fact, short bursts of mindfulness seem to be the most beneficial. Notice more. You can be mindful while you're brushing your teeth. Just tune in the sights, the sounds, the tastes, and the feelings of that daily act. Be mindful when you go for a walk or eat your meals. You may find that each of these routines is really more interesting than you ever thought. Breathe. Focus on your breathing. That's one way to get yourself to be mindful at any time. When you pull back into yourself and focus on your breath, you're creating quiet time. That can help you block out everything else. Number five, be unselfconscious. Do you spend a lot of time thinking about how you're doing? That's called self-consciousness. The opposite is unselfconsciousness, and it's one of the keys to living in the now. Rather than watching and judging yourself, just be yourself. What you'll notice as you become mindful, that mindfulness is calming. It helps you focus and decreases stress. Think of it as training your brain so you can live a happier life. That concludes the article. Now, it's only here once. For more information and wellness resources, we encourage you to log in to your member website.